In today's Mishnahs, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 6th Perek of Masech the Nazir. The Mishnah begins, Diglach at Tuma Keitzah. So we've learned previously that if a Nazir becomes Tamimet, he comes in contact with Tuma emanating from a corpse, then it would ruin his Nazirut. He would have to start all over again. However, first, as we've explained, he has to become Tamar from Tuma Tamet, and he would also have to bring his Korbanot. And those korbanot is a ken, meaning a pair of birds. One is an olah, completely burnt offering. One is a sin offering, a chatat. And it also have to bring a lamb as a korban hasham, as a guilt offering. So Mishnah explains, this tiglach atatumah, this shaming that he does, ketzad, how so? So firstly, Mishnah says, hayam azeh b'shlishi b'shvii. They would get the mechatat. This is a spring water onto which has been sprinkled the ashes from the praaduma, the red heifer, and then they would sprinkle it on him on the third and seventh day. That's a part of the Torah process for anybody who was Tamemet. And then it says for the Nazir, as it says in the Torah, who was Megaleach Bashvi, who would shave on that seventh day. And then Mevi Korbanotav, and then he would bring his Korbanot, the Korbanot I've mentioned, on Biyom Hashmini. As the Torah says, it's specifically Biyom Hashmini has to bring this Korbanot. However, the Mishnah says, V'im gilach b'shmini, if he only shaved on the eighth day, that wouldn't be a problem. V'i korbanot ha-bo bayom, he could still bring his korbanot, the ken and the asham, he would bring that on the bo bayom on that very same day. That's opinion of Rebbe Akiva. Meaning he doesn't have to bring the korbanot the day after he shaves, it just has to be on the eighth day. And the shaving, the fact that he didn't do on the seventh and the eighth, wouldn't present a problem. However, Amar Rebbe Tafra, Rebbe Tafra disagrees. He says, Ma ben zeh l'matzora. This seems to contradict the law we find by a matzora. Now, a mitzora, this is someone who we touched on briefly yesterday, and we're going to learn in much more detail when we get to Masechta and Negaim. This is referring to someone who had the spiritual affliction called Tzara'at. Part of his Tara process was also involved 7 days. It was a 7-day process, and his secretaving was also on the 7th day. And then he would bring his korbanot on the 8th day. However, what we find there is if he didn't shave his hair, or in that case, shave hairs of all his body on the 7th day, he did on the 8th day, then his korbanot would be delayed till the 9th day. So the Rebbe Tarfon sees a contradiction here. Why is it when the Nazir, if he didn't do on the 7th day, he shaved on the 8th day, he could be the korbanot on the same day, but when it comes to Matzora, if you delay the shaving by 1 day, a korbanot would still be pushed off. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Kiva responds, Zeh tahara b'tlui b'yamav. When a Nazir, his tahara process, his purification process, is based simply on days. Meaning on the 7th day, once the mechatat is sprinkled on him, he is completely tahor. So he's not completely tahor, he's probably a tefil yom, he'd have to wait till that time. But we'll put that aside for the moment. However, the fact that he hasn't shaved is not a problem. But he has to bring now the korbanot on the 8th day, on the next day. However, a matzora, when it comes to matzora, tahara toto, betiglachato. For a matzora, the shaving is an integral part of his tahara process. And therefore, if he immerses on the 7th day and doesn't shave to the 8th day, he's still not completely tahara. He needs to shave on the 8th day. Ve'eino mevi korban elim kenaya me'urav shemesh. Because once he shaves and he goes to, and say, immerses in a mikvah, he's still a tful yom, which is effectively a sheni l'tumah, second degree tumah, and he wouldn't be able to bring korbanot until the next day, because he has to wait till nightfall to become completely tahor. That's why when it comes to matzora, since the shaving of his hair is what it makes him tahor, that's why his korbanot would always have to be the day after he shaved. So if you delayed it by 1 day, when it comes to matzora, the korbanot will be delayed also by 1 day. Mishnah Zayin, Tiglacha Tatara Ketzad. When it comes to a Nazir, when he completes his term in Nazirut, he also brings Korbanot. How does that work? Meaning when he shaves his head, how does that work with respect to Korbanot? So Mishnah says, Hayya Mevi Shalosh Bemot. As it sets out in the Torah, he has to bring 3 animals. As Korbanot, one is a Chatat, which is a Kivsah Chat, which is a lamb, and one's Ola, which is also a Keves Benchnato, also a male lamb, or Ushlamim. All that was a burnt offering, and the shlamim here is a korban that some goes in the mizbeach, some is enjoyed by the kohenim, and some is enjoyed by the owners, and that's an ayal or ram. So it says, v'shochet, what are you meant to do? V'shochet at shlamim, you shech the shlamim, and then you magaleach aleihem. That's the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. So it's a shlamim that one shechs, and then he shaves. So contrary, there's different explanations according to Rebbe Yehuda. One is, they have to be offered, the korban have to be offered in order, which is chatat, ola, and shlamim. And then you only shave after you've offered the shlamim. That's one understanding. Kati cites the Rambam. And the other understanding Kati cites is the Tosfot. And he says, actually no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though normally a chatat usually comes first, in this case the shlamim would come first because that's the korban that a nazir is megaleach alav. Now, according to both understandings, it's connected to the shlamim. Why is that? That is because in the Torah explains, it says, V'gilach anazir petach ol moed at Rosh Nizaroh, that the Nazir shaves his head, Petach or Moed. So the Chachamim understand which Korban is referred to being is Petach or El Moed, and that's a Shlamim. As it says specifically, that you shech this animal, Petach or El Moed. Rebbe Eliezer says no. Lo haya magelech el al chatat. According to Rebbe Elazar, he says that he would be megaleach, the Nazir would only be able to shave his hair after the chatat. Why? Shechatat kodemet b'chol makom. The chatat is always first. It always comes before the olah and shlamim. I think we recently learned this in Daf Yomi as well. Vim gilach alachan mishloshtan. However, if he shaved his hair after any of the korban, or even the olah, b'diyeved, his yotze, it would be fine, it wouldn't ruin his nizirut, everything would be okay. B'diyeved, and that's according to all opinions. So that's the Mishnah today.